Welcome to Storytime with Dad. Today, we will be reading The Pup Pals. Once upon a time, in a sunny village called Pawsington, there lived two dogs who were the best of friends. Ginger, a cheerful golden retriever with a knack for finding trouble, and Minty, a quick-thinking border collie who was always there to lend a helping paw. One bright morning, Ginger and Minty decided to go on an adventure. They wagged their tails excitedly as they trotted out of the village, heading towards the mysterious winding trails of the wild woods. As they entered the forest, birds sang and sunlight danced through the leaves. Ginger, with her nose twitching curiously, spotted a butterfly fluttering by.
"Ruff! Look at that, Minty! Let's follow it!" she barked joyfully.
Minty wagged her tail, but she kept a watchful eye on her enthusiastic friend. They chased the butterfly up a hill, through a bush, and along a narrow path that edged a cliff. Suddenly, Ginger, too busy looking up at the butterfly, didn't notice the edge of the cliff. With a yelp, she slipped on a loose stone and started tumbling over the edge. But fear not. Quick as a flash, Minty dashed forward and caught Ginger by her tail, pulling her back to safety. They both landed with a soft oof on the grassy ground. Ginger looked at Minty, her eyes wide with amazement.
"Wow! Thanks, Minty! That was a close one!" she exclaimed, shaking her fur.
Minty chuckled and said,
"Maybe keep your eyes on the path next time, huh? But that's what friends are for!"
With Ginger safely back on solid ground, they continued their adventure, barking happily. As they explored further, they stumbled upon a hidden glade with a crystal-clear pond. The water sparkled invitingly under the sun, and the air was filled with a sweet scent of wildflowers. Eager to cool off, Ginger raced towards the pond with her usual enthusiasm. Minty trotted behind, her eyes twinkling with amusement as she watched her friend's excitement. Ginger, never one to enter anything half-heartedly, decided the best way to enjoy the pond was with a grand flying leap. With a joyful bark, Ginger sprinted and took a leap towards the pond. However, in her excitement, she didn't notice the slippery moss on the bank. Just as her paws hit the moss, they slid out from under her, sending her skidding comically towards the water. Minty, seeing Ginger's spectacular slip and slide, dashed forward. Just as Ginger was about to splash ungracefully into the pond, Minty managed to catch her by the collar. With a gentle but firm tug, Minty pulled Ginger back to the grassy bank, saving her from a splashy surprise. Both dogs tumbled out onto the soft grass in a goofy heap. Ginger looked up at Minty, her eyes wide with surprise and a bit of mischief.
"Did you see that? I almost made a big splash, big enough for the fish to find new homes in the trees,"
she exclaimed excitedly, her tail wagging furiously despite the mishap. Minty laughed. It was a joyful sound that made her sides shake.
"Yes, I saw. Maybe we should try a little less dramatic entrance next time. How about we walk in like dignified dogs?"
she suggested, still chuckling. Ginger nodded, then paused and added with a grin,
"But where's the fun in that?"
Both friends burst into laughter, their barks echoing across the pond. Taking Minty's advice with a grain of playful salt, Ginger walked more cautiously to the water's edge this time, Minty close at her side. They waded into the pond together, splashing gently, enjoying the cool water lapping at their paws. As the sun began to set, painting the sky in shades of orange and pink, Ginger and Minty decided it was time to head back home. They trotted back to Pawsington, sharing stories of their day and dreaming about their next adventure. Back in the village, as they said their goodbyes, Ginger gave Minty a big slobbery lick on the cheek.
"Thanks for saving me today, Minty. You're the best buddy a dog could ever have. Ruff!"
Minty wagged her tail happily, replying,
"Anytime, Ginger. Let's just try to keep all the paws on the ground next time, okay?"
And so, Ginger and Minty went home, ready for whatever new escapades tomorrow might bring. And in Pawsington, it was always known that whenever you found Ginger, Minty wouldn't be far behind, ready to save the day. The end. Oh my goodness. I think all of us can think of a friend like Ginger. Super fun, but also needs a little saving from time to time. If you don't know a person like Ginger, then well, maybe you are a person like Ginger. Regardless, I think this story makes a great point. If everyone was like Ginger, throwing caution to the wind, life would be crazy and perhaps a little dangerous. But on the flip side, if everyone were like Minty, life might be a little boring. These two pups show that we are each great just as we are. Whether you're fun or maybe more on the responsible side, you have your own part to play in life. You bring something special to every friendship, and it's even better when you find someone else whose specialness pairs nicely with your own, like Ginger and Minty. Stay close to these people when you find them, because it's like our story. Together, Ginger and Minty brought out the best in the other pup. Now, I think I owe both a thank you and an apology here. It took me much longer than I preferred to put this story together for my friend Seth, but I keep my promises. As requested, this was the Pup Pals, and I really hope you enjoyed it. Thank you for sending me your message and also the story request. For everybody listening, let me know if there's a story you'd like for me to read. Just email hello@storytimewithdad.com. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next time.